Second.
Okay, exactly 8 o'clock. A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 27th June 2024. We will be having our Thursday class at Sister Padmasri and Brandon's house. We will be following this book straight from the heart, unique Dhamma code by me. Yeah? We are at unique code 117. We finished 115 and 116 last Thursday. So let us now gather and we will have our puja. Let us now compose our mind. Yeah? Develop the Saddha Virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bhansi Sijya Muni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sijya Muni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sijya Muni Pho. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Vinsu Pusa. Namo Vinsu Pusa. Namo Vinsu Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahaṃ sammāsaṃ buddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasāṅgho saṅghaṃ namāmi. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pānātipātā vairamani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Adina dana viramani sikkhapada samadhiyami. Kamesu micchācāra viramani sikkhapada samadhiyami. Musāvādā viramani sikkhapada samadhiyami. Sura meraya maja pamadatana veramani sikha padang samadhiya. Okay, you all can be seated. turn to page 3 of this chanting book. We shall continue our puja chanting from Padipa Puja onwards. Ganna sarappa ditena dipena tamandang sina tiloka ditang sambudang pujayami tamonudang danda sambarayutena dupena hang sugang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana muttamang vanna ganda guno petang etang kasuma santatin pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kasumena nena punnena muttena ca hotu mokhang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tata yati vinasa bhavang adivase tuno bhante paniyam parika pitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu muttamang adivase tuno bhante pale parika pitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu muttamang adivase tuno bhante bhojanam parika pitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu muttamang. Now we shall chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruitions soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balance of power, sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Puja. Buddhang Puja. Dhammang Puja. Sangham Pujame. So as usual, we will off the light so that you all can have your half an hour of awareness based meditation. Remember the four support to help you develop the awareness based meditation. So the first support is always relax. The key to meditation is relax. Ability to relax body and mind completely so that you are at ease, at peace. Then after that, the second support is maintain awareness. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything, just maintain the awareness. The mind can be aware. If you just aware, finish, then the thought process cannot arise. Whatever try to arise, you just ignore. That's why after relaxation is just maintain the awareness, just aware. Whatever arise, aware, finish. Aware, finish. Because the doing and the knowing is always by the thought. If you start to try to do something in the name of meditation, or try to know something, verbalize or chattering, you activate the thought process. So when thought arises, you cannot be in the state of sati, you cannot be aware. Man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are completely silent without thought to be aware of the moment, or you are lost in thought, preoccupied with your thought process, preoccupied with all the thinking, the stirring of the mind, the emotion, everything. So when you are not lost in thought, not preoccupied with all the emotion and the thinking, then you are completely without thought, silent, still, aware. That's how you maintain awareness. Then just the third support is to stabilize the awareness. When you can continue to relax and maintain awareness, then this sati, mindfulness, will stabilize until your mind becomes very quiet, very still. Then for those who are already skillful, already developed the understanding, and you can be in a state of silence whenever you want to be, or you have stabilized that sati, then just stay at the heart area. Don't do anything. Stay at the heart area and allow the nature to develop the internal movement and transformation. So the fourth support is trust. Trust your nature to develop the movement, the activity, and the meditative process. So trust is very important. Means no more thought-based meditation, no more interference from memory, from your views, conditioning, and belief system, etc. So your mind become very quiet, very still. You just let things be. Then whatever arise, let it arise. Whatever movement, let it move without any interference from the mundane thought process or thinking. Okay, with that I will set the alarm so that you can have your 30 minutes of awareness based meditation. You all can now slowly, mindfully come out of your meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay, now we will turn to page 6 of the chanting book. Invocation to the Devas. In this universe in their entirety, let the dainties come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chokawalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhamman Munirajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadam Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayam Badanta Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Iti Peso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho Vijacarana Sampanno Sugato Lokavido Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Satta Deva Manusanam Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Santitiko Akaliko Ehi Paseko Opanayiko Pachyatang Veditabo Vinohiti Subhatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Yaditam Chattari Purisa Yukani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savakasangho Ahuneyo Bahuneyo Dakkineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttaram Punyam Ketam Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, now you can be seated and we shall continue from where we stopped. We have finished unit Dhamma code 115 and 116 last Thursday. So we'll continue from unit code 117. It's on page 33 of this book. Straight from the heart, unit Dhamma code, as written by me. Okay, I will read to you the unit Dhamma code 117. To be able to see things as they are, when see reality, to realize the truth, without the wrong perception arising through the memory lens, is true wisdom. This understanding is truly beautiful and most important. So this unique code, if you are not a cultivator, you may not understand. Yeah. But if you are a cultivator, then it's very easy to understand. That's why in the teaching, the Buddha always share this truth. He said we have to develop the ability to see things as they are. Means to see the reality, to see truth. Means not influenced by anything else. If you were to check, most people, when they live life, whenever they see something, how do they see? They always see what they want to see based on their perception, based on their views, their opinion, their conditioning, their belief system, their tradition, or whatever knowledge that they have. So everything that they come to perceive, they perceive it based on their habitual tendency, on their views, opinion, conditioning and belief system. So if you see in this deluded way, or what we call distorted perception, then you are not seeing things as they are. Means you are seeing things according to your views, your individual views, opinion, conditioning and belief system, especially your conditioning, and also based on your knowledge, your memories. Then whatever you have like develop as habits. So this is what mundane seeing is all about. And we like to use words to label what we see. So that constant labeling of what you see. So the mind that always label, verbalize. So when you verbalize, it becomes a concept, it becomes an idea. So let's take for example, I will give you an example. If you look at the Kuan Yin image at the back, or the Buddha Rupang, means the image up there. How do you perceive it? If you are Buddhist, you can recognize that. Straight away you say Kuan Yin. Oh, this one is made of marble. Or the Buddha. The Theravada tradition. Then you see another type that you see in China. Or you say Mahayana tradition and all those things. So all this seeing is what we call mundane seeing. Are you really observing or seeing that consciousness that become conscious? Initially, like the Buddha said, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness. You understand? There is no one to see. So when we talk about direct seeing, means to see things as they are, means without distortion, without our mundane mind coming in to interfere, to distort what we see. Yeah. That's why all of mundane seeing, or what we call observation, lead to duality, lead to all the concepts, the idea, the views, the knowledge. Yeah. Then based on our opinion, our conditioning, our belief system, we describe it accordingly. sometimes also based on your education. You are an art student, you tend to describe things in a very artistic manner. You are a science student, you tend to see things in a very scientific manner. You are an IT student, you look at things in the IT manner. So everything is like distorted. That's why the Buddha say, jnana dasana, the direct seeing, to see things as they are, means to see the truth, the reality. Jnana is the wisdom. Dasana is the direct seeing. Yeah. So all this point towards the teaching, teaching you how to see. That's why we have the art of listening. Then we have the art of seeing. And to really see, we must develop mindfulness and awareness. When you are aware, mindful, how do you see? I draw the whiteboard. Of course, we think we need the eye to see, which is correct. Huh? So this is the organ for seeing consciousness to arise. Definitely, you need the organ, the eye to see. And whatever you see, so this line of vision, let's say it can be a human being, huh? Or whatever. So this is the thing that one see, yeah? Or you call it the that thing. Yeah? It can be an object, it can be a human being, or it can be anything, or photograph, or nature, or weather. So we call this the object. But this one actually got no words, understand? Because different people will describe it differently. If you use different language, you will also describe it differently. Like this one, maybe you observe a human being. So what happened is, if you are English educator, you say this is a human being, then people will try to be more precise. This is a young guy, or a youth, or a kid, or a lady. Then if you are from another background, means your language is different. Like if you are from China, most of them know Mandarin, then they will call it according to how they label it. Means this one, the labeling, the naming, is according to our knowledge, conditioning, belief system, and education background. So this type of seeing is mundane seeing. We describe according to what we were trained in or conditioned into. But what is this seeing that the Buddha is talking about? When you are mindful or aware, or when you see with sati, what is it that we are seeing? I already defined to you all what is sati. Sati is mindfulness before the knowing, before you know what this thing is, the object, before you label it. So the problem is labeling. The moment you label, you no longer see things as they are. You no longer see with sati, mindfulness, awareness, where your thought has come in. So this labeling is from your memory, which is thought, knowledge, views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, etc. That is the reason why living beings who are not trained in the meditative understanding of what sati is or awareness is, they don't have the direct seeing. They do not see or observe with mindfulness or awareness. So this one is direct seeing. So when there is direct seeing, means you see things as they are.
means no words, no concept, no idea, no labeling. So this one is no word, no concept, idea, and labeling. Do you realize when there is no word, no concept, no idea, and no labeling, what is happening? Yeah. Means the thought is not active. Do you realize? Where is before the knowing? When your thought is not active, when your mundane mind is not active, what is happening? Means, like the Buddha say, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness. Means the awareness. You are conscious of that thing without words, without concept, without idea or labeling. That is what we mean by seeing things as they are. So this one, no word, nothing. You just see it as it is, like a newborn baby. They become very cute when they start to cognize things. But they don't have memory. You have not taught them anything. No conditioning, nothing. They like very cute. They just see things as they are. No word, no knowledge, no memory, no interference from the mundane activity of thought process that lead to all the mundane thinking, or what we call the wrong perception. Then all the description, labeling, verbalization, comments, judgment, duality that the deluded and heedless people, through wrong perception, through mundane seeing, will create. That's why they have a lot of problem with what they see, what they hear, what they smell, what they taste, what they tactile feel and think. So ability to see things as they are means the direct seeing. So this one, maybe I write it on the whiteboard so that people understand. So this one, direct seeing is seeing things as they are. Means no interference from the brain. There is no mind or mundane thought process to label it, to perceive it according to your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. And which is all this. From memory, you retrieve all this. Your knowledge, your whatever conditioning that you have gone through. So, understanding this can give you the wisdom to understand the real cultivation, to understand what the Buddha meant by learn to see things as they are. But please do not be deceived by what I tell you. When you use your thought or knowledge to go and listen to what I tell you, then you say, hey, brother, you say, see things as they are. No word lah, no concept lah. That is knowledge, no use, understand not? Can you do it as a human being? In your daily life, can you just see without the perception, without the labeling? But don't get me wrong, you don't try to see like that, then you will get into big trouble. Because you don't have the wisdom and the understanding and the mindfulness to do it. That's why you will end up, you cannot live life, you cannot drive, you cannot do anything. Because in our conditioned world, everything is based on knowledge, concept, and all those things. Only those who have the wisdom, the direct seeing, can understand the unreality of all this. That's why the phenomenal world of consciousness, it has its universal characteristic. Anicjang dukkang anatta. No reality. They arise, they pass away, they are dependent origination. Or dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. Not what you think. So this one can only be understood through the real direct seeing. Unless you can do that, That's why you need to have stable sati, very stable sati. Without stable sati, you can never see things as they are. If you don't believe me, you go and try. Most people, straight away you labor. And you are so conditioned, especially those who have not developed the sati, you go and check. There is no way you can develop the direksi. Yeah. I remember in the early days, 1989, I was developing the understanding of this because suddenly my mind transformed. Then it became very quiet, very still. Then I was fully aware, mindful. Then I realized the word doesn't come out. The labeling doesn't come out. It's specific phenomenal awareness. Every moment of it is like that. Then I realized, no wonder I got no problem. Yeah, I saw things as they are, seeing things as they are. Then I realized, no duality. No right, no wrong. Everything is just the way it is. There's condition like that, things will like the manifestation of follow nature's law. That's why this can lead to insight, wisdom. The Buddha called it panya, seeing things as they are, the direct seeing. That's why I say when you have sati, you can see things as they are to develop the wisdom to understand what is going on in life, understand? All this activity and movement, sankhara activity, how you stir your mind, how upon contact with the sense basis, the respective sense of consciousness arise. Then what happened? Most people with mundane seeing, they input the content of consciousness, then they stir their mind. They react to what they perceive through their senses. That is why they become heedless. They get entangled with the phenomenal world of consciousness. But they cannot develop this. They see things as they are. That's why they keep on stirring their mind. Coming out with sensual desire and ill will, like and dislike, pleasant and bad. And these are mental hindrances. When you see things as they are, there is no mental hindrance. There is just a deep mindfulness, awareness. But the big difference between a cultivator and a non-cultivator is a cultivator, beside what he carries in his memory, knowledge, and all these things which you have, mundane people, the enlightened being also have. But this does not interfere. That's why you look at this triangle. This is the pure awareness, our pure awareness nature out here. The first thing to come out from the source. Then we live life. There are two ways to develop the cultivation. Most people go this direction, mundane living. Means from the senses here, the six senses, the five aggregates of form and mind. The pure awareness you see via the mundane seeing, you use it to trigger off the respective sense of consciousness, understand not? When the consciousness arrives, what happens? Your memory comes into act. You labor. You input the content of memory through all your views, opinion. That's why sakyadity, everything happens here. Because object and subject means I see. The observer and the observer, the duality, all set in there. Because you don't have the understanding. So this way is what normal living being always manifest. The living life from the mundane process. Whereas as a cultivator, what do? You have to bring this phenomenal world of consciousness and the mundane thinking back to the pure awareness. Means you stabilize your awareness, sati. Then when you stabilize, you are here. You are never here and here. You understand? Can you follow this? This is very important. You have to be here. Means aware without thought. So when you are aware without thought, you are at the pure awareness here, the pure consciousness, before the content went in. And this way, you move. This is the direct seeing. The direct seeing will allow you to develop wisdom where you see things as they are, you understand? That this wisdom, when they arise, is connected to your form and mind, five degree of form and mind. That's why here is noble life, noble living. NL here is noble life, noble living. So this is how the cultivation and living is to be understood. So if you always live like this direction and you never cultivate to develop the wisdom here, then you cannot understand life. You cannot live like a Arya or a Dongpo one. So this noble living, NL. So here, NL means noble living or living the noble life. So without wisdom developed, you cannot have that kind of life. So this one is mundane living, this direction. Is it clear? Yeah? Can follow now? If you cannot follow, you better ask. Yeah? Okay, now I read this unique code, then you understand. To be able to see things as they are, to see reality, to realize the truth, without the wrong perception arising through our memory lens, which is knowledge, views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, etc., and the mundane mind's activity, visual labor, and through your habitual tendency, you stir your mind. You react to what you perceive or see. And this is what is happening to the mundane world. Most people live life via mundane seeing, mundane activity. They never develop sati awareness to enable them to see things as they are. So without the silent mind, the inner awareness nature, you cannot see things as they are. You cannot awaken. But you cannot realize the truth, which is the reality of what is going on in life. When you are silently observing without thought, without the ego, the personality, without words, without views, opinion, condition, just that pure nature. And that direct seeing can allow you to see things as they are and awaken. Through that, you can insight into phenomena, insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha. Then you suddenly realize everything within the phenomenal world of consciousness has this universal characteristic. Then through your silent observation with sati, you realize the form and mind is not you, it's dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon. All the five aggregates, they come and they go. They go the way of nature. It's not a permanent, unchanging entity. Then you start to observe through understanding. You see how you stir your mind to your wrong view, deluded perception, heedless thinking. You get entangled, lost in thought. You become emotional to what? To your wrong view, wrong understanding. You cannot see things as they are. You want things your way. And you see things through your conditioned thinking, which is full of delusion, the avijja, the sakkaya citta. That's why that egoic mind will surface. And once you believe you exist, the form and mind is you. This egoic mind or atta will create the personality, the entity. Then the I become very strong. The I, the me. So that is the one that causes sakkaya citta. Then with that, what happened? You think you exist? You think you are real? You will start to develop what? Eh? the three evil roots, how it come about? You become? You want to own things, isn't it? You want to possess things, isn't it? You develop craving, attachment, clinging, grasping, isn't it? Then when things don't go your way, you get angry, isn't it? That's why the evil roots of greed, hatred, envy, jealousy, delusion, they arise. Then when you cannot understand, you develop fear. Then when you have a problem, you worry. That's why the fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, these are all manifestations from the sakkāditti, the ego, the trigger of the evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. And that is how living beings become evil, selfish, full of craving, possessive. And the whole of the essential Dhamma you see clearly in your content of consciousness. That's how living beings become what they are. Means at the moment of fear, at the moment of desire, craving, attachment, clinging, anxiety, sorrow, lament, you feel it in your heart area. And these are sankhara activity, mental states. They arise through what? Your thought process, isn't it? When you have fear, worry, anxiety, your mind becomes restless, isn't it? And how do you have fear? Well, you don't understand. And you go and project your thought, develop the unnecessary fear. Well, haven't happened yet. But your thought tell you, you die already. Yeah, they are going after you. You are under investigation, whether by the company, your own company, or your own police force. Yeah? Or if you break the law, it can be society's law, or your office policy or procedure, that you take your oath when you accept the offer or the what they call appointment. Yeah? Even the politician, they take the oath of office. So all this, when you violate them, you are subject to all this society's law. That's why when they come after you, you develop all the fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation. Then even sickness, health problem, disease, financial, can give rise to a lot of fear, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety and problem to living being. So the whole of the Buddhist teaching, they are so complete and so beautiful when you understand. Just the word seeing things as they are can give you the understanding to break free from all this entanglement. Before you know this, what do? You continue with the mundane way of doing things. That triangle there, you stroke to the right side. You still think this is life, this is beautiful. Especially initially you work very hard and you are successful. Or you are the full of time, you inherit from your parents or whoever. Then later on as you continue, the reality of the first noble truth, the eight realities, starts to manifest. Then you get yourself entangled. And you cannot handle. Then coming. The coming process. Yeah. So all this understanding are in the teaching. That's why you have the three right view, karma niyama, citta niyama, law of karma, law of mind. Then law of truth. Yeah. The law of truth covers a lot of things. Mm. All of the essential teaching, the Dhamma that the Buddha has taught us. All the Dhammapada verses, these are truth. And this is what the teaching is all about. When you understand the teaching, you understand truth. When you understand truth, you understand life. That's why the only way to understand truth is to learn to sitting as they are, to insight into phenomena, to awaken, to develop the silent mind, inner awareness, to observe, understand, then reflect, contemplate, and stabilize all this understanding so that it becomes a part of your nature. When the wisdom is connected, then you become different. Okay? Can follow, huh? You can follow my nature, rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so we finish that part. I just read through one more time. To be able to see things as they are, to see reality and realize the truth, one has to develop the direct seeing. Means you don't develop mundane seeing. To develop the direct seeing, you must have sati or mindfulness or awareness to see things without the wrong perception arising through your memory lens or conditioning, belief system, views, opinion, all those that I mentioned just now. So if you were to develop this ability, then you can see things as they are without the wrong perception arising through your memory lens, then you will develop the wisdom. That's why I say, if you can do that, then that is true wisdom. This understanding is very important and truly beautiful. So now you realize, even this code 117, is so unique, is because at that time when my nature realized all this, I have to put into words to share with you all. But at that time, I was not able to explain all this because most of you are not ready. That's why I just mention them, share them. And later on, when Samkayamita developed the understanding, they appreciate. Then especially Sister Himbi, he go and copy them down and store it in a computer. Then when the time come for us to compile into a book, I realized she had them all. That's why luckily she called me and emailed me and said, "But do I have them all?" So I said, "Can you send over?" Then I looked through the list, end up 160 over of this unique code. My nature also didn't know that I came up with so many of these codes. But for her to pay attention to all this and appreciate all this means she has her past. And she was able to comprehend and appreciate a lot of that sharing at that time. That's why people who have this, they will progress. They develop the understanding differently. So hopefully now with the book, everything, if you really have the faith, pay attention, go and read between the lines, develop the understanding, you contemplate and reflect, then you listen to this again, everything become clear. This is the summary of what you're supposed to know. That's why now with this understanding of Kayamita, my nature can go into it to develop that clear understanding. In the past, I only mentioned them, seeing things as they are. Then don't try to know, don't try to labor. So don't try to do, don't try to labor, or don't try to know. It's all from memory, the thought process, the thought. Who is doing? Who is knowing? So all this labeling all from the thought. Because when you perceive through memory, that labeling come out.
Sukihoto Kayanamitas. Just something to add to the seeing. I found seeing and listening actually very similar. But for seeing is more obvious when we are doing the commenting and the labeling. So we always hear people say, listen with an open mind, mm. so that you absorb everything and you don't straight away reject any part of the idea being proposed in the speech. In seeing, actually we are doing the same thing. We are seeing with a closed mind when we have a purpose and an objective in the seeing, to compare, to only look for good things, all the bias is there. So I found it easier to understand when I think of it like that, like to listen with an open mind, to see with an open mind. That gave me a hint onto how the direct seeing can help me see better, listen better, understand my environment and people around me better.
Okay, good. So that is Sui sharing, because he tried to use what she do while she is living life in this existential world. That part is actually another aspect of the improvement to the mundane seeing. That's why instead of the word seeing things as they are, she used the word open mind. Last time I already cautioned or warned a lot of Kayamita, when you cannot understand, what did I advise you? Don't simply comment, because your wisdom not there. Because most people, like Sui say, you are so conditioned. You listen with a bias, understand? Bias means what? Your views, your opinion, your belief system, like you're a Buddhist. Yeah? Then, if you hear something not around that line, what do? You say, wrong, cannot be. Monk also don't talk like that. Or teach like that. Yeah. Or in the school, I never learned all this. How can this be taught to the world and the public? So when you don't have that clear understanding, when your wisdom is not there, please have an open mind. That will protect you. Otherwise, you simply create the wrong thought, wrong speech, and wrong action. It triggers of severe karmic implications. That's how argument come to be. That's how conflict come to be. That's how war come to be. Because most of us, before you develop the Dhamma understanding or cultivation, you all, every time you listen or you think, there is a verbalization that conditions you to develop a lot of judgment. You realize a lot. You tend to judge people. You then tend to comment. The commentator inside there is very active. Ah yeah, where got like that one lah? Why this guy talk like that one? The commentator is very active inside. All these are the mundane activity, understand not? So these are your views, your opinion, your condition. That's why if you cannot see all this in the direct seeing, how you function as a human being, how you operate, how you stir your mind, how you develop the judgment inside your hearing, your seeing, or the what they call just now I use the word judgment and what? Commentary. Yeah? Because you like a commentator inside there, you know? Very capable, you know? So this judgment commentary is what we call verbalization, chattering. Non-stop. Yeah. All these are from your conditioning, belief system, memory. Yeah. This is not the silent mind observing. When your silent mind observing without views, opinion and conditioning, like Sui say, you must listen attentively. Means the art of listening. When you don't judge, don't verbalize, then if there is any truth in the sharing, you absorb, because that is the art of listening. But as you listen, you comment, you react, judge, and do all those funny things, Are you listening? Because you think you know, and you know, like the Zen analogy, the cup is full. You know, nothing can go in there. You got so much thing to command and judge, and continuously make your mind heedless. So when you are continuously having this type of thought process, you have no clarity. You are not listening at all. That's why there is no direct seeing of the art of listening. Not only listen, like Sui say, without views and opinion, open mind, that is the improved version of the heedless seeing and listening. But at least you add in the word without views or any of this conditioning, then your mind become an open mind. You can absorb anything, like a sponge. Then right or wrong, you will know. You have the wisdom. No need to argue. The thing is just the way it is. So after that improved version, you go into the direct seeing. You go into the cultivation, you stabilize your awareness. Then the wisdom come and awaken you. Then all this understanding will be with her. Then the meaning of listening or seeing with an open mind become different, become very, very clear. Because that wisdom behind will make you have that type of mind which is non-judgmental, understand? There is an open mind, no right, no wrong. Means the art of listening, the art of seeing. Then later on you can extend it to your other senses. Smell also same. That's why I experimented with all this when I awakened in 1989. I remember I told you, I went to the Pasar Malam. You know Pasar Malam, a lot of good food and all. Then I passed by, they call it Waisekai there. They are drained, they are quite smelly one along the way. Then the moment my senses pick it up, I just laugh and like rejoice. So, you know why? Most people would have the aversion. Oh, how come so bad smell? Because the understanding is that things is just the way they are. Condition like that, things will be like that. Well, I have the senses, I am nearby, I will pick it up. But when I pick it up, I have the awareness and the wisdom, then I no need to react. I can see things as they are. I can accept the reality of the moment. Then I just move. There was so much joy. Then like Sui said, focus on the nice thing. All the good food, the good smell, and the nice people. Then radiate metta, love. This is life. Instead of zeroing, uncivic minded, so unresponsible, simply throwing all the dirty thing, they don't bother to clear it, separate it. You can go and comment until the cows come home. This is the reality. And the individual that manifests all this has its karmic. You don't have to play the role of, I wouldn't say the word God. You don't have to play the role of the law of karma. Law of karma takes care of itself by itself. So no need to judge and command and do all those things. Why do you want to develop all this? These are heedless thinking, verbalization, activity, not having the understanding and the wisdom. Then you cannot live life on this earth. Everything also you want to command on, judge and keep on. And you got your own version of views, opinion, reality. Everything also you can comment on. Then sometimes you laugh at people. Wow, that fellow is so stupid. He didn't see, you know, the drain don't have cover, he fall. Because it don't happen to you. That's why you comment. But sometimes in life, it's common to see people sharing with you all those stories. It's just how you saw or not. What happened? Like Thomas Rizzi, the rain. These are normal, mundane things. But it's okay, because when we share with the understanding, we don't get like entangled into it and emotional over it and so on, and like holding on to all those things as if you are. But these are nature's occurrences, the phenomena. That day, the rain was very bad. The storm was very bad. Where I saw when I was at Utapisan, I showed to Sui and my wife. It seems a lot of trees fallen, signboard, the park everywhere. The whole of SS2, all the places where Ben was around. So when we came back, Ben told her, yeah, everywhere. And most of the time, whenever I fly over, the area got problem. It's like the nature's condition. And nowadays, the weather condition has changed. So you need to understand, thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things will like that. So the sharing by Sui is also very good. It leads us to a deeper understanding of what these things are. So Dhamma can be evolved and developed into very beautiful sharing if you know how to add on or ask the appropriate question. Okay, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, how much time do we have? Oh, another 3 minutes. Maybe I will stop here. Okay, we stop here. 118, you go back and read it out. Then the next Thursday class, we will share it. This one also very beautiful, 118, Unicode. I just read it. Everything is in a state of constant flux. You can understand that, you will penetrate the Dhamma. And why is it in a constant flux? Because it is within the existential world, the conditioned world, the conditioned arising and dependent originating world. This is what Diamond Sutta mentioned, each year you wave up. Everything within the conditioned world are conditioned Dhamma. They are in a state of flux, activity arising and passing away. Depending on condition, they arise. When condition cease to be, they cease to be. When condition continue to sustain the activity, then they continue to exist. But constantly changing, evolving in a state of flux. Because you are not the only being around contributing to all this. There are countless living beings, nature's condition, and not only human beings. All the beings, seen and unseen, known and unknown, they all manifest differently. That's why the totality of consciousness, or what we call the collective consciousness, that is the one that created the great movement. That's why the saying comes, one is all is one. You can understand that in one is all means what? The totality of the evolution of what is happening in the universe at any one time now is the way it is because you exist, understand? You contributed to it, understand? Without the one, the universe will not be what it is today. You may think, hey, am I that significant? You must know you have been born and die, in how many rhymes and how many eons and eons of birth and death. You think all those cannot create a difference. Without you, a lot of beings cannot come to this world. You are responsible for their coming, for good and for bad. And also without the rest, you cannot be what you are. You think your cultivation, your perfection, all can be what it is. It is because of the condition within. That's why all this you will come to know, they are interdependent. It is a condition world. Dependent on condition, they arise. Everything play a role about. You cannot say any of these not important. No, they may be insignificant, the word is anatta, but they did play a role. No matter how insignificant, it play a role. Yeah. You look back on your life, you will know. Yeah. You have not born into that family with that parent or whatever, and you have not come out to others, like Sui say, so much thing must happen for life to arise, for things to manifest and happen. Cannot be a coincidence. Why are people so all different? Their mind state, their karma, the way they live life, the way they go through life, so complicated, so complex. And you have heard a lot of this type of what they call suffering story, like the China 988, Chan Feng. A lot, in fact, a lot of family has problem. Almost all family, the Mandarin saying, Chia Chia Yu Ben Nan. Every household have their own individual difficult to chant type of Jing Jiao Sutra, not Sutra, their story, their sorrowful story. So all this is what Dhamma is. So when you can understand all this, then you will understand Dhammapada verse 118. So anyway, you go, sorry, not Dhammapada. It's a unique code. 118 is good number, Ho Yi Tao, Yaya Fala. If you like Yaya Fala, you better read this unique code. And this one you can penetrate, my nature rejoice and congratulate you. You sure penetrate the Dhamma. In fact, the first sentence is very important. Everything within the existential world is in a state of constant flux. And this is most beautiful answer.
This line about things are constantly in a state of flux. There's one observation that is very close to my heart. It's regarding aging.
That one is very true, sadhu.
So the physical body that we use every day to live life, my observation is that aging doesn't happen once a day,
correct,
or once a year, correct, or when you hit 40.
Yeah.
There's no milestone. Every minute, every second.
Yeah, it's in a state of flux.
The wear and tear of our heart.
Yeah.
Every time it beats, every second.
Correct. And all the cells, they are
changing,
evolving. Some dying.
The replacement.
Some going through the replacement and all those things. Then our feeling, they come and they go. Our mental proliferation, the thought process, the emotion. The amount of fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation you have, you know, depend on one another. You study science, proportionate to what? The number of pain, sorrow, lamentation that you have is proportional to your ignorance and delusion, isn't it? If your delusion is ignorant, is very high, you suffer a lot, but if you have wisdom, then the amount of joy, peacefulness of mind, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, love, compassion, understanding, wisdom, they will surface. That's why all this, when you understand the Dhamma, you will understand life and you will know how to live life. You choose to be happy, you choose to be peaceful. And the question is, why are you not peaceful? Why are you not happy? Why is your life not in accordance? You don't understand this teaching, this Dhamma. If you understand this, nobody who understands this will go the heedless way. You can see that point. Only the foolish, deluded,
heedless go this way. That's why the Buddha said the heedless are as if dead. You don't stand a chance. Heedlessness is the path to the dead. That's why you need to be heedful, mindful, ever mindful, constantly meditating to develop all this understanding. Then only you can be free. Now we'll continue our second session. So second session, we will have the meditation reporting followed by whatever question you may have, or whatever Dhamma sharing in daily life that you might want to share.
Very dear Mr. Steele, all Dharamita, 晚上好.
Sorry.
Very dear, 今晚的 Dhamma talk, even last week the
116,
还有礼拜天我们讲的那个 mindfulness,
还有拜二讲的那个
ask for forgiveness,
非常奥妙，对对。
尤其 last Thursday 的那个15的那个 Dharma,
对，我听了过后。
Then 我就一直在 repeat 的去听, then 我一直去 contemplate.
就像Brother你讲的,
who am I, what am I?
Yeah, that one very important. Even Ingby also went into it.
Then 就, 过后, 我又, 几, 我就 go through 一个 experience.
沙丢。
Then 就是, 这个 experience 就是, 有一天下午, 我在 office 做工的时候, then 我的, colleague, 他instruct我做一件事情，做一个工，然后我就看到我的这个 heart 这里就 stir
了，哇，三个，呀呀呀，呀呀，他一
arise 的时候，就你出去，你会很怎样讲，你很 automatic 的就去 label 就是对对对对对，就起来，因为对对对，因为你。 因为那个你的 colleague instruct 你去，对对对对对，你就 tendency 那个 anger 就起来，你就看住他起来，你那个 talk 就要 proliferate 了，就要去
take action 啊。
But the moment 我一看到的时候，我一 aware 的时候，它只全部一整个 停 下来了，like
灭下来，然后过后第二天。
第二天我就去吃饭 ，after 吃了 lunch 了以后，我 on the way 走回 office 的时候，我就 recall 这个 incident。
然后我就在想，哎，我的同事，因为我们每次是
helping each
other，对对对，他每次都有，就会有时会，呀呀呀，对对，但为什么
yesterday 他只是讲一句话，然后我就整个人，对对对，这个
reaction，啊，然后就去想，呀。
这个 reaction 里面有什么 Buddha Dharma 能够让他understanding?
This is what we call you try to recollect through your awareness, mindfulness, that just like tracing the origination factor. Means the origination factor you will come to know after you reflect on it, contemplate on it. Because you will come to know through your senses, like you say, after hearing him, giving you the instruction, your conditioning from your earlier habitual tendency, all this simultaneously created the movement. That's why with mindfulness awareness, you can see things as they are. Means this reality, you uncovered this reality. Means this is your mundane mind's activity. The habitual tendency is conditioning. Is so-called belief system, everything. Yeah? This is what you hold on to for so long. No? That's why I say habitual tendency, even that Ciji, the abbot, Zhenyan, she also knew in her book, the Wu Liang Yi Jing, very difficult to break on all that one. Take a long time. You have to stabilize the understanding, then only finally rooted out. So what he saw, Song saw, is very beautiful. This is how you trace the origination factor. Then the moment you aware, you know that these are sankara activities, movement,
due to all those habitual tendencies and all things, then the wisdom will arise. Sankara anicam, sankara dukkham, there exists. Understand? No? Or call later on sankara anatta, means not a permanent unchanging entity, non-self. So all this, once it stabilized the understanding there, it not only subsides, straight away it cannot arise. Means you can prevent it from arising in the future. Yeah. So the phase that he now got to go through is the tracing the origination factor, then retrospectively reverse it. How to reverse it? This habitual tendency, this view, this opinion. That's why not easy. I told you all before last time, my college song, you remember? I've been doing it for so much fun during the college time. And that thing, the moment I hear that college song or classmate say anything, inside there start already. Because we love it so much, there's so much excitement. And that is the positive one, the joy that you go through. At least this one is an aversion, it's the opposite, understand? But you have to deal with the aversion first, clear, then only the joy one. The joy won't take much longer one. Then I remember, I reflected, I contemplate. I say all the three things, somana sasagatang, jnana sampayutang, but wrong view one, not jnana, jnana. Then asankalikan, spontaneous one. So before you do, you excited, a lot of joy. When you do, lagi, a lot of excitement. After you do also, you remember, this was so fun. That's why all the three criteria, opposite of the highest merit, manifest inside that action that you do, even though it's joyful. That is how defilement goes in. Then I reflected, contemplated. I said, you reap what you sow. This is what you do. And to root it out is not so easy. So later on, I developed the understanding. I not only developed the understanding of Sankara Anicam, Sankara Dukkham, and Dhamma Anatta. I realized this thing already passed. Anasana. You go and lament or what? Why I so stupid last time as a student? I don't have the mindfulness. No, this is the reality. Happened already. You think the Buddha happened already? Cannot resolve it? Then he is not the Buddha. Understand? That's how you trace the origination. Right? So once you know these are the origination factor, then the question is, how did all these things happen? At that time, we were students in the uni. And everybody was so playful and so full of excitement when we go and challenge the other colleges and all those things. We sing song, we challenge, and all these dirty songs, you practice until you very piawai. No need to look at the songbook. Everything can just come out like that. So whatever you do until you develop all this will end up as coming. It will manifest. That's why when I understood all this already, I smile, I laugh. Then I realized this is what happened. Then I continued to relax and maintain awareness. Then later on, when my mundane mind collapsed, I realized that thing cannot come out anymore. Cannot come out anymore. 9 months later, when my mundane mind collapsed, then I checked, hey. Then I recall the incident in the early days. Immediately after 1989, last time I liked to play mahjong, you remember? I like mahjong a lot because my classmates we also play a lot of fun. Then we not to win money from our colleague or classmate, but for the pool of money to go supper, the winner pay for supper. Then because you lost the money, I got one classmate, he very near one. He say one, today, dear, you win, okay, we go makan. He reached the store there, he said, I order. He tell the store keeper that do the tai chao on there, you know. Yao mie, ho se seng bao yao guai one. Ah, you gotta order that one. So, you got all this type of people. So what happened, after 1989, when I developed the awakening and understanding, I suddenly don't want to play mahjong. Not because I don't know how to play or I don't want to play. Suddenly, it stopped by itself. They call me up. I say, you go here. You go. Because I see no interest in that thing already. Understand? But when it comes to college song, I cannot do it. Because the habitual tendency was so much in-depth and severe. So it took me a while until finally, when I was ready, means the mundane mind must collapse. If the mundane mind collapse, this type of habitual tendency, not easy. I don't know how long it will take me. I also don't know. But no worry, understand? When they arrive, your wisdom is there. You know these are habitual tendency. Then like your case, it will subside already. We have no more meaning, understand? Yeah. For me also, it doesn't last because of course, the singing inside there, you enjoy the music because it's the condition for it to arise. Then this thing happened for a while. But it cannot, like last time, really make you excited and enjoy. Cannot really. So all these are the stages and phases of cultivation that cultivator of the way will go through. So very good. So you continue.
我就 on the way 回 office 的时候，我就去 recall 去 contemplate，
然后我就从这个
incident 里面，我就慢慢从这个 Buddha Dharma 的 angle 去 understand，
啊，是啊，就看到了
这个是一个
制作，
那个什么， 它这 arising 是一个 condition，
对，啊，
然后里面又有这个 evil root 咯，就是 angle，
啊，
然后 我就这样子慢慢走，你就一直这样子慢慢的去看到那个大妈，你走走走走走，突然间，那个撒开压地，整个这样子，哇，撒掉，撒掉，原来，整个人就这样子，原来，without
the ego, all this thought process doesn't arise
因为我说，哇，我就想，哦，我就整个人出来就，你我相，你有撒开压地，全部都不会吹，你我相啊。
The I and the me that manifest all this through self-delusions, sakkayaditti. So different people contemplate and develop different understanding to break free.
Then after 我明白了过后，我就是哦，我才知道哇， 这个sakkayaditti，就一个 sakkayaditti就完了这整个的
game。对对对对，他只你他这样子一
arise。 过后我就想到这个是 Dharma Pada versus One， 它一 arise 的时候，所有的东西就 manifest，
对对对，一切有为法，一切的有为法，然后里面哇
Three Evil Root 那什么都来 ，Then Karma 也来，哦，只要你一没有这个 Sakkayaditti， 什么都没有
，Karma
也掉，全部没掉。所以说我明白了以后，哇，我很多的 joys 啊，一直在很多的。
Very good，所以今天刚才不是就你在讲这些的时候，我讲，我明白你在讲。然后过后我这几天，我又一直在慢慢的一直去
recall，我从很多的角度去看到那个essential
dharma，对对对，这个
incident 里面，所以我就慢慢的开始明白，这些 Buddha Dharma 的这些 teaching， 它是去 deal with 我们这个 form and mind，
不容易，不容易，我在回想，只是这样轻轻的
arise 灭掉，
一个
moment，里面是一个功夫来的，那个
wisdom，without that wisdom， 它不会灭的，That's why that realization 很重要，然后我就想，哇，如果没有
mindfulness， 你是看不到，
但是如果你有
mindfulness， 你没有 understanding，
它那个升起，对对对对，是什么？对对对对。所以
understanding 很重要。
对。
所以我就在想，我一直在跟 Roger 学嘛。 我一直在 contemplate 在听 Mother 的这些 sharing， 我想哦，这些 understanding 已经慢慢的 plant，
对
所以变成我能够去
You can deal with it and see it and understand it, but the stability not there. I mean, 它没有这么 strong 了的。它是要 slowly like, 灭掉了 but 没有这么快的。That's why I remember to prevent it from arising, I need wisdom. 你要 contemplate until very stable 了啊 ，it become a part of you already 啊。Then 它不会现起来的。Then later on 啊。For my case, because my Monday mind collapse 啊，这边没有 movement 了，不会了咯。Then 他就会笑不了，just smile. The thing is just the way it is. Then that word become very powerful 咯。Thing is just the way it is. Oh, because I contemplated my condition like that, things like that. Then my teacher teach me Everything that arises is only mighty nature ruling by nature's law evolving. That's why 一切有为法 Everything is in a state of flux. 因缘法 No need to do anything. Accord and flow 就没事了。你一起抓 give meaning, 你就给它抓去这边。The phenomenal world of consciousness, 它这边 is where everything happens. 你就给它抓进去。点进啊 ，continue to like stir and grab you and like punishing you and that's all. So most people get themselves entangled inside the condition world, but they cannot come out, and they don't know that it's the mundane, heedless thinking, with the sakayadity, with the delusion that condition them into this wheel pool. I think this word is good.Whirlpool of suffering, you suffer. Whirlpool, not wheel, W-H-E-E-L, wrong. W-H-I-R-L, whirlpool, whirlpool of suffering. So, 在这边 stir, 跳不出来。That's why without mindfulness, without awareness, 不回来这边，看不到 the direct seeing from this direction, this wisdom don't develop. Yoniso manasikara 不会起来啊 There is no way living being can come out. That's why the heedless are as if dead. That statement is very powerful and very true. Because when you live like this direction, you are heedless. The heedless are as if dead inside here. The willpool coming continuously 抓你 Of course, you苦有乐啊Excitement, suffering, misery, then keep on repeating, and don't know how to come out. Yeah, 跳不出。Good, continue. So, 很好。
过后我就慢慢的了解，哦，原来每一个人，哦，每一个众生 ，without 这个wisdom， 每一天每一个 moment 都一直在玩这种，
就在这种痛苦的游戏，
就一直
在 the game of suffering，
在那个 sankara 里面 reacting， create the karmic， 也是一直来一直走，哇，一直来一直转，一直来一直转，哇，突然间，我讲，怎么我，我讲，怎么一个这么小的这个 experience contemplation， 就让我慢慢的能够看到
，that's the power of second turning， the contemplative wisdom， it stabilizes your understanding。给我一点时间，我要写这个问。Willpool of suffering. This is a very good term. The new term. Okay, and you continue. So.
然后我今天的时候，我早上我又在慢慢的在 recall 的时候，我突然间从那个 experience 里面就看到说，当那个 Sankara 还没有起来之前，它是。Nothing 是平静的，
对 ，our true mind， tranquility
is there
呢。
看到这四个，
呀啦 ，the stirring 对，你一下子看得到 true awareness that the Monday mind stir already， but it hasn't come out to here， 在里面 verbalize 了 ，understand 啊，在里面 create emotion 了 ，stirring 了 but transgression 就是出来了 ，understand？ 你去骂他啦。 你去 deal with him 啊，那个是 transgression 的，就跑来这边了。So that one very good、yeah.。
所以我就从这几天的contemplations understanding， 让我去开始的了解到这些布达达玛，我是在讲在 daily 里面的 contemplation
daily life 啊，
去 understand 的。
对，
因为这个 experience 让我了解这个circle number two 在哪
里。Number three，
不然我们每次只是听 Bergen 的 explanation。
对，
在 knowledge。
对。But you saw it in real life。That's why I always say life is our greatest teacher。
所以变成我就开始看到，就这一个 incident 里面，让我突然间明白了很多的这些布达达。
对。
怎样的在这个我们的人的这个。form and mind 里面，所以变成这么我的 understanding 又不一样了。虽然这个 word 这些 words 是很 simple， 但是它的 meaning 是很 deeper 的。
对，
尤其这些 essential dharma，
呀，
所以我们一定要去 stabilize 这个 essential dharma，
对，
要去 contemplate， 要去 daily 里面，你去 observe， 你去 contemplate，
对，
握住，你在我们在 life 里面。去看，去 contemplate，那个 understanding 会慢慢的 stable，
对，它会 become very powerful 哦，then 你 full of joy 哦，thing is just the way it is， dhamma is like that， so 那些看不到的是看不到的， they are like blind， but those that have the awareness and the cultivation， they see it so clearly， that's why。That is the big difference, no? So you look at the Dhammapada 21, 22, 23, then you realize the Buddha was so wise, no? The heedless are as if dead, no? 真正的，你没有 mindfulness, 没有实地，你看不到的， you are like blind, really as if dead. And the heedful never die, really, so what? 你一有了那个 stability or 实地啊， once you are at the second circle, 哇，你 home 了。That's why the wise intent on heedfulness, they stay at the second circle, they will rejoice in the rhyme of the Arya. Then 他的 wisdom 就全部跑出来了。所以他是这样的， the Dhamma is like that. Those who cannot do it, no way they can do it. That's why 这条路的 cultivation, you need to go through sati, mindfulness, awareness.And you must realize the second circle. Sainthood way maybe no need lah. But you want to develop the true understanding. That's why I say all this, the sainthood way to go through. 不需要，他知道是假象 finish 而已。Then they just continue to progress. Then they don't develop the extensive understanding of life and the cultivation of the teaching. They just add the three universal characteristics, then they go into that stillness, tranquility with a free mind, then they realize Nibbana. Then as they continue with the sainthood way, they develop more stable understanding until the complete cessation comes at the Arahant stage. And then after that, no more rebirth consciousness. They didn't take the vow. So 没有那个 pure mindwhich is love and compassion to condition their continuous coming as a bodhisattva. So 他们是停在那边了。That's why 这个 Supreme Vehicle Teaching, I already explained to you all why I continue to use the four circle formation to explain. But this is a Supreme Vehicle Teaching. Sainthood way no need all this. Sainthood way only the 18 sense rhyme. Six sense bases, six type of sense data, then upon contact, trigger of the respective six type of consciousness. Then from there, 不用 explain 了的，因为它是因缘法嘛， dependent originating condition arising causal phenomena, not a permanent engineer, enough for them already. But they don't have to go into life, they don't have to go into all this. So, for the Supreme Vehicle, it's different. Then as you go in the Supreme Vehicle, the teaching becomes so beautiful. That's why the Heart Sutta says, in true emptiness, life is wonderful existence. 真空妙有. When you realize true emptiness, all this Dhamma manifests, the conditioned and the unconditioned, which we went through under the verse 116, after the verse 115, then we have verse 116. So all these are very beautiful. Then we continue to verse 117. Then the next one, 118, also very beautiful. And it continues. So.
这个 truth, 这个佛法哦，它是让我们去了解实相，然后去破这个萨迦耶谛谛，去让这个萨迦耶谛谛，因为没有 understanding, 我们一直去抓住这个 form and mind as a 一个 reality.
That's why Mahayana 有这句话，破相论，破那个相，你我相。
所以如果
so the mark of a self and others.
所以如果要去破这个你我相，一定要从这个色身
对色身
一定要去 understand 这个 form and mind 是怎样的 function. 以前我一直经过很多的 experience, 但是是一点一点的，我都不懂是什么。Like, 你不知道它的那个 picture,
对，
这一次我能够整个的了解。原来这个东西是叫做散卡的，
呀呀呀！
原来这个东西是叫做 condition，
对，是啊的。
然后 condition 来，它你知道，但是
呀啦、，because 看不到 ，and the meaning so deep 哦，你没有那个 exposure 啊 ，to somebody who has gone through 啊 ，to explain to you 啊，你真的悟不到的 ，you cannot get it one 哦。I realized when I started 2004 come out and share, I thought they need this Dhamma and this. I realized basic also that you cannot understand. You really catch no more on really at that time. That's why I have to go back to basic essential Dhamma. I start like kindergarten, teach them all the essential Dhamma. That's why last time Sui An's house, remember? The three evil roots, the five hindrance, the five spiritual faculty. Then Dhammapada was 21, 22, keep on teaching that one first. After that one, 你才来这个, you know. And that one, for provisional teaching, 谁会很容易。来到这边的时候啊，你才知道啊, how extensive the sharing and the teaching and the understanding is. That's why all the Lotus Sutta, it's meant for all this type of understanding and teaching. And Pusa, you have to continuously take birth and death in every rhyme to understand all this. That's why it's the condition is very exceptional. That's why I say it's the golden window, golden era. That's why Milo for 2008, you know when he made the request, I told you five times, he recited 这个请你把正法传下去。Do you know every of these things that he speak is like golden word, the Mandarin word, one by one in the air there. As he speak, it come out. Then behind there, the laughter, the Maitreya laughter, non-stop one, 5 times, golden letter.That's why straight away 我就知道了。That's why this type of understanding 不容易了。So all this came to be. And within less than 20年 more or less 全部现出来了。So like I explained, from now onward, it's for those Kayamita who can understand, then the condition there,then I will explain in more detail. But the full picture is really that, the four circle formation, everything. And just your teaching, you don't believe me, you go and check, you go and Google, 你找不到的。So far, 没有人写。Not to say, 讲经出来。Because, 我还没有 encounter, but of course, all these great beings, they know. But to have a form in mind and calm and have that understanding to share and teach is not easy, not by chance. That's why 弥勒佛 厉害。Otherwise, 他来学我做什么？没有理由的，那啥呢？ There are so many. That's why at that time I knew what he is trying to tell me. 正法 that word. I know there are two things that I have to deliver. The two Dhamma of the preliminary teaching, provisional teaching. The four noble truths, the three turning. That's why that one was the first phase I teach very clearly. Then after that, after 2016, the second 正法就是菩提萨大位啊。And the one I adopted on, so that you won't get lost during non-sasana. These are the two that he want me to deliver. And the website come out, everything come out, book also come out. Then work finish before the 20 years is out. That's why this year gathering of Kayamita, 不一样. You all should rejoice actually. And all these are our last two books. Describe the whole cultivation, and complement each other. That's why I mentioned you all better go and transcribe those two books. It really came out. And now hot from the oven. So whoever want, give it to them. And this book is going to revolutionize the understanding of awareness-based meditation. Because now it becomes very easy, especially the last book, after 2 years, make the English so easy to understand. So you no need to have the past to receive all this. Means normal people, like last time Po Cheng, clean slate, just read, follow instruction, they will penetrate. And they will develop, progress very fast. 几点呢? Oh, another 3 minutes. So, you can summarize. 3-4 minutes.
Brother, 我还记得我们在山西的博物
馆。对对对对。
我在跟你在谈天的时候。
对对对。
我跟你就讲，因为这一个wisdom way, 我们没有走过，所以很多东西是不清楚。
对对。
真的，我很 agree。
Now you understand,
我知道我这一次的 experience 了过后，我才慢慢的才明白，哦，原来 wisdom way 是这样子
的。Yeah.
然后现在我在看这些 words 的时候，哇，我很像 talk, 因为我知道它的 meaning。
对， now very deep already.
对。这个 talk 就是你的 pure consciousness.
你的 content, 情绪。
你就知道了，你一看到，我知道这个是什么。所以不是那是你是讲说你的 sharing 你的 words 全部都是 wisdom words
对对
我永远记得我还跟金浩讲讲一定要一直要去听 Bradley 的这些 sharing 因为 Bradley 你的这些Dhamma sharing 你的 wording
对 very powerful
对你是 direct
direct
to the Dhamma
true true
如果我们一直去听去 stabilize 的话我们不需要花很多的时间
不用的
对
That's why I even explained to you how you create thought You remember? For spacious awareness which is our awareness nature the oneness nature You are one with everything Then to perceive and to know something You have to shrink the pure awareness to a small space Then you input the content of consciousness Then it trigger off and become a thought And that thought is coming on because you got mental intention everything inside there so all this without mindfulness you cannot see that's why when I transformed in 1989 I was with that type of stability of mindfulness I can be at the moment of consciousness or not the pure consciousness in the pure state before the content go in then I can be at the moment of perception before the word come out the labeling come out then I can be at the point of the content of consciousness before it go in or not means the sankara activity the movement the views opinion conditioning belief system how you want to go in but at that time like I told you all last time all this I try to see before the Monday mind collapses so that I can share but once the Monday mind collapses I cannot already all over already understand I don't have that type of mind to show me how mundane people think and all those things already. But luckily, I live life for 35 years already. So I can recall, well, I was having the mindfulness in the last 3 years before the thing happened. So because of that, when I developed all this understanding, all the sharing, I never learned, most of them I never learned this life one. Like the shrinking of the spacious awareness. And how can I know all this? How thought arise? It's because from the past I did it before. Then when I transform, after my mundane mind collapse, I saw how this one, although you remember I told you all, after my mundane mind collapse, if I don't have a mind, how can I live life? You remember I told you all? But inside here, like the cloud all dispersed until nothing inside there. Then this supramundane mind, a very fine one, come out. Like no image, nothing, like no resistance, It's just like the pure awareness, but it has the aggregate one, And all this aggregate, feeling, perception, sankara, and consciousness, they are without grasping, pure. Then I, what is all this? Then I had to learn how to use it, to go into life again, to come back to the third type of seeing, Kan San Yuzi San. Yeah, I feel very different, I told my wife, I said, what is happening? Last night, thing that I never see before, everything is still the same, but now with this pure supramundane mind, I can see all, and non-grasping, and everything so clear. Like the scientist with the microscope or telescope, everything so clear, can magnify and all that. Then before I actually entered this, I told Sui that nature, when I was going through the lying down meditation when I sleep, it can like suddenly show it to me, how this nature, the awareness, can zoom into something at the core of it. I saw those words. I showed, they took back from Nepal, that they call Om, God, or they call Om, that type of word that is inside there, but at the core of it is this type of teaching, no words on, so it's suchness, and I think that teaching hold the original teaching. It is like, I don't know how to describe that. You saw Xuan Hua's book last time. His cover with the hand and all those things. Then inside got one word on the character, very strange. That type of character. It showed to you. That's why the nature very powerful. I told you, the second circle when you are there. And there's a lot of things that can manifest from there. And unending the wisdom there, the understanding there, that as you go in and transform, this one continue to evolve. After 30 over years, 89 until now, 35 years, still moving, still activating. That's why this thing, nobody can tell you unless that being, the five aggregate went in and do all this. Otherwise, you cannot explain to people. These are beyond thought, beyond words. And even the movement of those things, like I said, to detect the gateway to go in also takes so long, so difficult. After you go in, this nature has moved for 35 years long, and that is after the mundane mind collapse. You think so easy to develop this style of cultivation. If I had not met my last guy, it would have taken me at least 10 to 15 years to locate it. So all this is like meant to be on. That's why the timing all just fall into place so that Maitreya can come with the instruction in 2008. And 2008 is, 19 years, we're 89. 19 years later, he came and request my nature to share that one. So if I've not met him, I'm not ready. Honestly, I cannot be ready. But because I met my last guide, he showed me where that thing is. That from there, I transform. And for 15 years, nobody disturbed me, you know. And I developed all this movement and transformation. By the time Yun Chan see me, he still doesn't know what my nature is. And over the 4 years period, Maitreya came. Well, he knew already. I come out already. I can do this work already. How can he know within 4 years? I came out in 2004, end of 2004. It is 3 years. And he came. And the instruction was so clear, so beautiful. I described it in the blue book, the Bodhisattva Way. You can go and read. We better end. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Thank you for the good sharing, Bransong and Sui. So tonight's sharing is really good, very good. So you all go and listen. It will benefit you. And it is going to bring for a lot of understanding. Well, today one, this is the first time I go in so detail on the direct seeing and all those explanation. Then together with Song's and Sui's question and sharing, I expanded on a lot of things that is supposed to come out. Understand? That's why nature has its condition to trigger off all this one. So today's sharing is exceptional, really, really beautiful. Let us rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will do the sharing on merits. Akasata chabumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakantu lokasasana. Itta wata ca'amihi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhiya idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Devo asatu kalina sasu sampati hetu ca vito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhamiko imena punyang kamena mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I still want to share one last thing. Do you realize just now when we came, the rain was very heavy. Then someone near my way, we reached here, the rain almost stopped and subsided. Then, like, no more rain. Then before we start, the thunder, you realize? At first I was thinking, why all this thing happened? And now after the sharing, I know, means they know, they've been waiting. I think they know this topic is going to be very beautiful. The Dhammapada, Unicode 117. Well, this one is the direct seeing and all this teaching. Actually, a lot of cultivators up there, they want to understand. And they know this type of teaching very difficult to come by. That's why it's meant to be. Okay? So, please pay respect mindfully to all the great beings. Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Manjushri, and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Salute.